What all went into developing the new logo, the Big Ten logo?
Well, you know, Pentagram was the winning design company, and we had seven, you know, regional or national or global companies compete for that business. And, you know, once we, you know, once the president's directed that we would keep our name, the question was, you know, where would we go with it? And really all the firms that competed said, you know, if you're going to keep your name, the 11 was a nice way of recognizing the transition, but that you need to get on with your name. And so what you have here is some connection to the old mark, but with the use of the negative space in the 10. You have an allusion to the historic mark, where you have the 1-0, the 1 and the G. And then you have, you know, three uses. You have a vertical, a horizontal, and then a smaller mark, which could be used in new media space applications. So I think that there's a little bit new. I think some of the lettering has been smoothed out, more well-rounded. So I think it's strong, but maybe not as chiseled as the earlier mark. So, you know, whenever you do something that's new that involves art, it is in the eye of the beholder. And really, the world that we live in now is one where, you know, judgments are made by bloggers and people within the first minutes or hours. But I think that, you know, what happens in all of these things, whether it's with a name, a mark, trophies, is that, you know, history and time and space have a way of imputing meaning and values to these things. And so, you know, we'll be patient. We hope people will be patient with us, and certainly proud of what we're trying to do.
Had there been any thought at all of changing the Big Ten name, since there's 12 teams in the league
now?
Yeah,
well, you know, there was a discussion in 1990 by presidents and faculty and athletic directors, and there was a clear message sent at that time that even with 11 members, the values and the history and the tradition, people view themselves as members of the Big Ten, and that's been going on for, you know, half a century. And then the discussion was shorter this time, but, you know, the notion of the 10 is not necessarily representative of the number of institutions, but a set of values and characteristics that have been developed over the last half century. So when people say, you know, I graduated from a Big Ten institution, they don't really mean that there are 10 institutions, 11 or 12, but that the notion of the Big Ten stands for research, quality, undergraduate education, doing things in an honest and fair way. So I think that it's the brand that has become powerful, and it's had a lot of different values injected and imbued as part of it, rather than it being strictly a numerical description of whether or not there are 9, 10, 11, or 12 members.